Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Wednesday afternoon. Hello, everybody. Woo-hoo. Howdy. Got the whole band together today. It's good to see everyone.
It's going to rain. I love me
is
a good
really?
Rainstorm.
Rain
I think it's
going to
rain again. See, outside, it's just got that sort of like hazy, happy. I love that feel.
It was not in the forecast yesterday.
You said you got hail, Scott?
Driving home last night,
yeah.
We were getting hail in Shawnee Mission Parkway. Yep. By the way, I have made a vow to myself. I will no longer drive on Shawnee Mission Parkway as long as it's under reconstruction. I think I'm concussed.
That's a good rule of thumb right now.
I will be taking Johnson Drive for the next few months.
You
did
will
you
feel
run
better?
Into something?
So
it took him 48 minutes to get to work today.
That is correct.
Oh, well, Scott.
I took Johnson Drive all the way in. It's 35 miles in some areas, if you're lucky. Shawnee Mission Parkway is a disaster from here to my house.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. The only parts that are not being redone. And by redone, you're driving. There was nobody working on Shawnee Mission Parkway today.
That's always so frustrating. The cones are there. The traffic is down to one lane, and there's nobody working.
I mean,
know.
It's Wednesday afternoon. Get to work, guys. So I went to Hy-Vee in the 11 o'clock hour to get some groceries, some dinner for tonight, blah, blah, blah. We were getting low. And I swear to God, I think I lost 3 teeth, and I'm concussed.
Because people are stop-start.
No.
Stop-start?
No, because the road is a piece of crap.
Okay.
There's... Anywhere there's a bridge, they've left the pavement, right? Because to remove the pavement would be to weaken the bridge.
I see what you're saying.
And so the bridges are still paved over. But then when you get to Shawnee Mission Parkway that's on land, it's just completely torn up and you're like...
Yep.
And then you hit the massive bump to get onto the bridge because they don't add that little ramp of asphalt there because that takes time and money.
Exactly. It says bump... But what they're really telling you is you're about to bump your head on the on the roof of your car.
75th Street's the same way right now.
It's awful. I mean, listen.
They've got to get it done before the winter.
I drive Shawnee Mission Parkway every day, both ways, every day of my life. There was nothing wrong with Shawnee Mission Parkway. Nothing.
Are they uphill both ways?
Thank you, Dan. You are sort of sounding like an old man, but it's okay. They have to get it. You know this. They have to get it done now.
There was nothing wrong with it. It was fine.
The only mistake I've ever made going home was my car was trying to get me to turn right.
You live 2 minutes away.
This was before. My car was trying to get me to turn right, like behind the car dealerships. And I thought that the Tesla was on drugs. I was literally like, why would I go over there? I'm not doing it. Trust the GPS. because had I done that, I would have avoided what you're talking about, Scott. And I will tell you this, once you are in it,
there's no getting out.
It's like being stuck in a drive-thru lane.
Oh my God. It's like you're in the Twilight Zone and then there's nobody fixing the road.
Eventually, you'll have a nice road.
Yes, eventually. Until then.
Dan, we had a nice road.
Avoid,
it was fine.
Avoid.
So no, Sam, I sent you a text at, I believe it was 12:20 this afternoon.
Yep.
I left the house probably 3, 4, 5 minutes later.
Yep.
Went downstairs, made my lunch, threw in a Gatorade. I'm on the road. I showed up at the office at 1:10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I can get home in 20 minutes. It took me 40 minutes to get to work.
Well, it may seem like the road was fine, but maybe it's only got, 8 to 10 years left, and now they do this, and now you're going to have 20, 25 years.
It's the curse of the orange cone. Everybody complains about
Guess what I did today? Dare I say, had I been in a wreck, it would have been disastrous. When I find a good deal, I drop everything, and I hit the jackpot of Facebook Marketplace today. And I know that I've said awful things about Facebook Marketplace, but every once in a while, you just have to do it. You know how expensive rock is, or flagstone for pavers, Scott?
Sure.
I have been looking for some flagstone for the yard. And you can buy it. You can have it delivered. It's expensive. And I just knew if I just wait for the right moment, this will appear on Facebook Marketplace. So you know once you start searching for stuff, it pushes you, those products. This morning, within 2 minutes of this guy saying, I have all of this flat flagstone, come get it, I was the first in. I said, I'm on my way. Where are you? Problem is, I have my little car. And I said, well, how much is there?
Your car's not that little.
And he goes, there's a lot. And I go, hold my beer. I'm coming.
You were drinking a beer while you were driving?
I'm coming in a Tesla, and I'm loading up some flagstone. I don't know if there's a weight limit in certain cars. Like, if you put 20,000 pounds of rock in your car, is that a bad thing? I don't know. I had it shoved in the trunk. It was in the front seat. It was in the back seat. I did put down tarp. And I'm telling you, we loaded so much rock. But as we were loading it, in the cartoons.
Did you need that much rock?
Well, I wasn't saying no to it. Even Sam was like, I'll take any you have left over. In the cartoons when people are trying to get away and there's something loading them down, like in Fred Flintstone, and the top of the car just rises. That is how much stuff I had in my car. It dinged you guys all the way home because it thought I had like 6 linebackers in my car not wearing seatbelts. Ding, ding,
so
ding.
So to answer the question about do cars, have weight limits?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I was a little stressed on the way home, but I got it in, baby. I got it all unloaded. Oh, so much fun.
And you'll have a new suspension next week.
Yes. Well, I kind of wondered, is that what that's called, the suspension? We'll see. I think it's fine. It was only a couple of miles.
Have you had a lot of coffee today? I'm asking for a friend.
No. Yes. I took my medicine a little late.
You are talking a mile a minute.
Let me show you the photo.
And I love you like the sister I never had.
Yeah.
But I can barely maintain the speed of which you're speaking.
I have had 2 Diet Cokes. Look at the flagstone.
It looks beautiful. You did a wonderful job.
Look at my car.
It is heavy loaded. It is heavy loaded. I'll give you that one.
I work. That is work, man. You want to talk about rock. Lifting rock. That is work. Is the best workout.
Did you lift it or did somebody else lift it?
I did. I brought it home and I unloaded all of it and probably will not be able to get out of bed tomorrow.
I was going
to
say, I'm also really confused because yesterday you said that you couldn't load the cat litter into your trunk.
Right.
And today we're loading up flagstone.
Motivation releases
Bingo.
The adrenaline. Uh-huh.
Bingo. I finished about 10 minutes before I got here.
Well, how heavy was the cat litter?
Not as heavy as the flagstone. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
Safe to assume anyway.
Yes, scattered showers today. Be weather aware.
Ryan Busby's surgery went well.
Just heard from him. We are thrilled. He will not be calling in today because he's on the happy drugs.
Good for him.
It looks like after 2 p.m., you guys. After 2 p.m., scattered storms through 8 p.m. is what Channel 9 is reporting.
Now, we got hail on the way home last night on Shawnee Mission Parkway, which I won't be driving for another 6 months.
We do have some interesting weather underway here at the very tail end of summer. I thought this heat wave.
The roof of the building was about to collapse last night. Dan and I were in the newsroom recording our news stories for this morning.
See, mine was just, it was like pea-sized hail on the parkway that she'll never be named
again.
We
just had a giant clap of thunder.
Oh, out of nowhere, too. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean, I did not get any of that.
Shook the building. Dan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were like, what the was that?
Huh.
Like a bomb went off or
something?
Yeah,
that's what it felt like.
Like I had to go change my pants. It was that loud.
I said, where are you going?
Do you always keep an extra pair of pants around in case you poop in yourself?
Of course. You never know when there's going to be rogue storms that drop thunder that loud.
Of course. You got to keep it in your EDC bag.
Yes. He's like a Boy Scout, Scott. He's
in my DOP kit.
For anything.
In your DOP kit. Okay. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Guess who is turning 30 today already? Patrick Mahomes is 30 today.
Happy birthday.
It is amazing how quickly a career goes by.
Did you see on the New Heights podcast, right out of the gate, they addressed the dropped catch felt around the world?
What did Travis say about losing the game for
angry,
us?
Angry, contrite, very...
And by dropped, you mean tipped it directly into the hands of the opposing team?
He just said, you can't drop balls. He said, I have to do better.
That is correct. You cannot drop balls.
Speaking of balls, my God.
Oh my gosh.
Are they still hitting home runs at Kauffman? Because the last time I checked, we lost that game 96,000 to like 3. And 3 of the home runs we did have last night, by the way, were our local kiddo from, is it Park Hill South, Sam, that Jensen is from? And his family was in the stands. He was just booming them out.
Hitting dingers.
All night long, hitting dingers.
That's right. Going yard.
He was going yard. The problem is he went yard and no one else did go yard. And everyone else on the other team repeatedly went yard. There were 2 of them with 3 home runs. 2 different players had like 3 each. It was insane.
So I know that you watch the Royals every night, and we're going on Sunday. Sam, I think you guys are going on Saturday.
There were a lot of empty seats last night.
So as of yesterday, the Royals had a 6% chance, 6%,
Okay.
Of making the playoffs.
That's good.
Absolutely not good.
It's six more than zero.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not zero.
They have recalibrated the numbers today.
Zero.
Where are we at?
Okay. Yesterday, the Royals had a 6% chance of grabbing the last wild card playoff spot.
6%.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Today, and I use this is in quotes, virtually 0%.
But what does virtually zero mean?
That means zero. That means no chance in hell.
Within the margin of error, the answer is zero.
On a night when Seattle Mariners superstar Cal Raleigh, an American League MVP candidate, surpassed Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle, Kansas City Royals rookie catcher Carter Jensen made history of his own. Our 22-year-old Jensen, who is a local kid, Scott,
I know,
belted his first career home run at Kauffman.
Good for him.
And then I think right after that, he did it again. And by the way, Jensen, as a kid, used to go to Kauffman Stadium and because he's local and watch the Royals. And then now he's here. And they are saying he might be the future of our team.
Starting where have we heard that recently?
Next year. It's all right. It's all good. He finished 3-for-4 last night and accounted for the majority of the Royals' runs.
I can get behind this guy. He's got a .286 average.
How many home runs did Cags hit?
We were crushed 12-5 by the Mariners last night. 12-5.
So, Dana, the story that I'm reading says the Royals, would need an epic, this is in quotes,
okay,
epic hot streak to close the gap.
Well, not only would we have to win every game, other teams would have to lose every game.
That's all right. I'm still going to watch because as long as it's not zero, there is a chance.
I'm going this weekend.
It is virtually 0%. Uh-huh. That's what they're saying.
Virtually zero is not zero.
Well, you lose tonight, it's zero.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
Okay.
It would have been a fun game to go to. Just boom, well, boom, boom, boom.
But you know what? Even if they're out of contention by Sunday, right, I'm still going. I mean, you're still watching some of the best at their craft.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're watching people who are able to do things that you physically cannot do.
I mean, I went to games my entire life, and they were out of contention by March.
Yeah. Well, okay, Sam.
Ooh, when we were little, Scott, of course, after the George Brett era.
The George Brett era ended in 93?
There were many years.
There were some dark ages.
Yeah.
The late 90s, early 2000s, those were dark years. But we still went because you're still watching people who can do something you can't.
Yeah.
At a very high level. And even if, you know, you don't think the Royals are going to win, you're still watching, you know, I remember watching Barry Bonds play at Kauffman Stadium. I remember watching, you know, just some of these other greats that are on other teams, Aaron Judge, you know, just to see them play baseball and say, you know what, the Royals probably aren't going to win today. And there's a chance, but probably not. I'm still getting to see Barry Bonds. I'm still getting to see Aaron Judge. And
we're lucky for that.
Absolutely.
Opportunity.
Absolutely. Ben and Jerry's co-founder, Jerry Greenfield.
Yes.
Whose name helped shape the popular ice cream brand, has quit the company as its rift with parent company Unilever deepened over its stance on the Gaza conflict. In an open letter addressing the Ben and Jerry's community that was shared by his partner Ben Cohen, Ben and Jerry's, on social media platform Twitter, Greenfield said that the Vermont-based company has lost its independence since Unilever curtailed its social activism. Unilever and Ben and Jerry's have clashed since 2021 when the ice cream maker said it would stop sales in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The brand has since sued its parent company over alleged efforts to silence them and described the Gaza conflict as genocide, a rare stance for a major U.S. company. Jerry Greenfield, the Jerry of Ben & Jerry's, said he could no longer in good conscience continue working for a company that had been silenced despite a merger agreement meant to safeguard the brand's social mission.
Okay, so Ben & Jerry's is now down to Jerry. Ben. Do they just call it Ben and?
Ben and
just that's it.
Whomever's left,
just Ben and.
No, I mean Unilever has bought the brand Ben and Jerry's. His name stays on. I guarantee you, he sold away the rights to his name. It's still Ben and Jerry's, but it does reach into a larger field of discussion as an employee of which you are now.
Yeah.
Because your parent company is Unilever. You are now an employee. You're not the CEO. You're not the founder anymore. You're an employee who has been kept on for reasons that Unilever can explain later. You have to watch what you put on social media. We've seen it 1,000 times.
Do you have to have Ben and Jerry for Ben and Jerry's to continue? And no. I think the answer is no.
Absolutely not.
They sold their recipes the second they sold the brand, mm-hmm. and they've always been very outspoken. Since the brand launched, really, yeah. they've been outspoken. And what did they think was going to happen when they accepted millions of dollars to take over their brand? You thought that you were just going to continue operating as normal? No. Otherwise, why would they pay millions of dollars?
Did they work for the company in any capacity?
I'm sure they're on the board.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. I'm sure they make public appearances. I'm Ben. This is Jerry. But you've got to remember, you now work for a company that you sold your brand to.
Yep.
Which they are now in charge.
You lose creative control.
That is right.
You lose all of it, honestly. And they were paid handsomely for it.
I'm sure they were.
And Unilever does not mess around.
I have never heard the name Unilever.
They're one of the big seven.
Okay. Scott was asking me.
They buy a lot of companies.
How to pronounce it. And I said, I have no idea.
There's about seven companies that own every brand that we buy.
Mm-hmm. And Unilever's one of them.
Yeah.
Huh.
All they do, I don't think Unilever produces anything. I think what they do is they just go around and buy up big name companies.
Hmm.
And take control. But, you know, you can't write whatever you want on social media. You are an employee of KMBZ.
I could once.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And anybody out there who thinks, well, you know, I've got First Amendment rights. You're right, you do. That protects you from the government. The government can't come in here and say, Scott, you're fired from KMBZ.
Or you're going to jail.
But KMBZ can come in here because they're not the government. And they can say, Scott, that little post you put on Facebook was a bridge too far, and you're gone. Or rein it in.
Unilever, by the way, started back in 1929 when two companies merged. One, the Lever Brothers, who made soap, and two, Margarine Uni, who made butter and other fats.
Okay, I thought you would make fun of me, but when you said Lever, whatever it was, I was going to say, does it have anything to do with Lever? Was it Lever 2000 or whatever the soap was?
It was a low-budget soap, wasn't it? It was what you used in college when you couldn't afford
Dove. Just a weird name.
Yeah.
And there you
have
it.
They still make it.
Really? Huh.
So, yeah, soap and oil, now making our ice cream.
Great. It's a new flavor.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Do you think that you have the right to post anything you want on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or TikTok without repercussion? Your company clearly can tell you, stop, cut it out.
And you mean repercussion from the private entity, not from
of course
the government.
Of course. Because I would argue all the way to the hill that I have protection from my government to post whatever I want. Within reason, of course. As long as it's not a direct threat. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Let's go to Linda in St. Joe. Linda, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Linda once. Linda twice.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello, hi. Linda. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm driving, y'all. And I just want to say, love your show. Listen every day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I worked for Unilever for about 8 years.
Okay.
And they're an great benefits, and I was part of their division that would go out to different territories, Walmart stores, Hy-Vees, things like that, and check on all their products, you know, which could be anywhere from Dove soap to, like, what you guys talked about, the Lever soap. And then they also own the, like, Knorr rice and pasta things.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Yeah, well, everybody does, but they are very cutthroat, and you knew every year at Christmas they were always going to cut their division back. And the last time I did cut after 8 years, and you just get...
Okay, good call. Justin in Shawnee. Linda, we lost your call. We apologize for that. Justin, hello. Good afternoon.
I just had a question, a two-year question about should people be able to say what they want. Mm-hmm. What about public employees who work for, say, the federal government, state government? Should they be allowed to say whatever they want, obviously within the bounds of the law? I'm just curious about your take on that. I have my own opinions.
Well, I'd love to hear yours, and then I'll share mine.
I think that there have been plenty of Supreme Court cases that have indicated what is and is not considered free speech. And as long as we follow those rulings, I don't have a problem with what happens.
Well, in the military is a different beast. And I know that
separate that out.
Yeah. Are we separating the military out?
Yes. Yes. We're separating that out.
Because the military has to remain. And I strongly stand behind this and believe this, an apolitical organization.
100% agree.
Okay. Now, you're talking about your run-of-the-mill IRS employee or Department of...
IRS, VA, Department of Justice, your three-letter agencies, should they be allowed to say whatever they want without fear of reprisal from the government, as long as it's within the bounds of the law? Because there have been Supreme Court cases that have indicated that you can pretty much say that you want X bad thing to happen to Y individual, and as long as it's not a credible threat, it's free speech.
Yeah, I would have a problem with that, and here's why. If we're talking about just free range political or even just societal commentary, for the same reason that I wouldn't want a member of the local police department to weigh in about their distaste for this organization or this color of people or this religion, etc., it gives the impression, it doesn't give the impression, it gives you a bias. And so, for example, members of the FBI or the Department of Justice, I would want them, certainly they can have free speech rights, but when it comes to organizations, mm-hmm. religions, colors, different ethnic groups, I think that they are severely limited and should be on what they can and cannot say.
You know, I agree, and so does the law. Waters D. Churchill actually agrees with you. I'm just curious what you guys think about
what
all of
scares
this.
Me the most, Justin, of all of the agencies, and I understand what Scott's saying about the FBI. I was talking to my family about this last night. The
politicization.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Of healthcare. Without getting into any of that, like it, I don't know how we ended up here where.
What do you mean?
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't want to go down a political road, but what scares me more than anything is government and politicians have bled so far into the healthcare sector that have no business talking about healthcare policy or medicine. Like, I trust doctors for those things, and you can trust politicians for other things, but it would sort of be like Scott, if you needed advice about addiction, and you went to our state representative and said, like, how do you feel about what's going on in my body? Like, mm-hmm. what? Those two to me should be so separated, and I am extremely uncomfortable that they seem to be merging right now. And I know healthcare clinicians will say the exact same thing, whether privately they vote this way or they vote this way. You know, 50% of doctors are going to vote this way, right? About statistically in America, we're divided. About 50% of physicians are going to vote the other way. I think they will all tell you they are not comfortable with the government starting to step in with healthcare the way we're seeing it.
I would argue, what do you mean starting? We mentioned yesterday that the two have been in bed together for a very long time.
It my goodness, it's got to stop.
Healthcare is one of the most regulated, governmentally regulated industries in America.
And should be.
I don't disagree with that.
And should be.
To some extent.
And in fact, this one of the stories in our stack today is about this Kratom, this 7-OH that they're selling now at gas stations. Kansas City started a huge article on this, Scott. You want to talk about regulation? Remember the fake marijuana. What did they call that? K2. Remember years ago, you could get it at certain like locally owned gas stations. I don't think the chains were selling it. And you started to see these videos of people crawling out of their skin and, you know, these really severe bad reactions, really severe long-term consequences for these products that were being sold. They're saying now that the new K2 is this 70H. I'm just telling you now, warn your kids about it.
70 what?
I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it O? Is it 70?
I don't know.
It is. It is OH.
70H.
Yes.
I just would err on the side of not buying drugs from a gas station.
Thank you.
It's just umbrella policy.
Thank you, Sam.
Outside of nicotine and booze, let's go ahead and draw the line there.
The problem with it is, Scott, they are advertising it as a feel-good, natural, it'll make you feel good.
Mm. There's nothing natural about these products. There was nothing. Keep in mind, when K2 was marketed, do you remember how it was marketed? Synthetic. Marijuana.
Yep.
There's nothing natural about something with the word synthetic. 913-586-7798. Jonathan in Kansas City. Jonathan, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
You know, I think this is obviously a complicated issue. One of the things that makes it even more complicated is that, you know, there's a lot of employers out there and, you know, different employers. You know, you can say, well, employees have rights to, you know, what they say and what they believe. Well, employers have rights to how to decide, you know, what kind of culture they want to create in their workplace. And, you know, who are you as an employee to say, well, I don't like that culture. It needs to change. And, you know, it's one of those things where when you're interviewing with a company, you know, everybody talks about the money and the benefits and all that. You got to look at the culture. If the culture is such that, hey guys, we're going to be looking at how you present yourself in public. Let's say you're in sales or something. You know what? You're going to have or a different expectation than maybe if you're, you know, someone working for a company taking out garbage on the side of the road. You may have different expectations then, and I think employers have that right. And you need to understand those expectations when you're getting into those positions. And, you know, the other thing is you may say, well, that's not fair and it shouldn't be that way. You know, the last couple of years, it's become an employer's market. So I don't know that you can really afford to be making those demands. I mean, unless you have the skills where you're not as expendable. But I think for a lot of people, let's be honest, companies could easily fire you and replace you with someone less controversial, especially in today's day and age.
And cheaper.
Yep, and people need to keep that in mind, which is, you know, like I've had several jobs over the years. As our country has gotten more crazy and politicized, I've just learned, you know what, with a lot of coworkers, especially if you don't know too much about them, you just don't bring up politics.
Well,
I agree with you there.
Jonathan, let me interrupt you there because we're up against the break. I made a decision a week ago today. And you can check my Facebook if you want.
I never thought I'd see the day. I'm glad that we are here, but I never thought that I would see the day.
I made a decision a week ago today that I will never, ever post anything political again. And here's why. It wasn't that I had posted something controversial and got in trouble or got called into boss's office. All I wrote was breaking news, : Donald Trump says Charlie Kirk has died. And I was stunned.
We are a news station. You wrote breaking and...
I wrote a headline.
That's it?
I wrote a headline. There was no bias either way, right? I didn't say the wonderful Charlie Kirk or, man, I'm thrilled he's dead or anything like that. Donald Trump says Charlie Kirk has died.
That's it?
I was sickened, stunned, saddened, appalled by the things on both sides.
That's where you and I are going to...
That came into my comments.
Our opinions are going to break right there because I can't believe you were stunned at all in the climate that we're in right now.
I was floored. And I said, you know what? From today on out, it's going to be pictures of...
Birds, dogs.
My dog.
And you know what? Robert Redford passed today.
Yep.
That's still.
I don't even remember if I wrote that on my Facebook that Robert Redford passed yesterday at the age of 89.
You know, wait, no more rage baiting?
Nope.
He grows up so fast.
I'm done.
I'm thrilled for you.
I'm going to post kiss videos.
Yeah.
Funny.
Your puppy dog makes me so happy.
She's so sweet. Videos of people falling down and hurting themselves because I think that's funny.
People are crazy, Scott. And you know what? You're not going to change anyone's mind.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I'm done. You win. I lose.
You know what I've seen a lot lately and it always makes me laugh? And it's always a woman too. It's never a guy. It's always a woman, probably 60 or older, who will go on, like, let's say I posted something about the birds in my yard. Who cares? I'm like, well, you posted about it, sis.
It's my Facebook page. I care.
Here's what's funny. You're following my page. You've commented about it. Right. I bet you are a blast at parties.
And fun at church.
What is going on with you, Marge?
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think this is Dana's favorite song.
Love it when you play this, Sam. Thank you.
You know, I play it just for you every time.
From the USA Today, the pilots of Spirit Airlines Flight 1300 received several warnings from air traffic controllers to move their aircraft away from Air Force One, which was carrying the president and the first lady and others to the United Kingdom. The Spirit flight was traveling from Fort Lauderdale to Boston. The warnings were given as the aircraft was flying over New York. CBS News reported that an air traffic controller radioed to the pilots, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees, right? Pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now. And they kept repeating it. And then again, pay attention. I'm sure you can see who it is. He's white and blue. I don't think they like it when you get too close to Air Force One.
So explain this to me, because I saw this headline.
Mm-hmm.
What possible excuse would you have for failing to honor any of the directions given to you by air traffic control, let alone when a military aircraft, let alone Air Force One,
they're lucky
is that close to...
They're lucky they didn't scramble jets.
Don't say, I thought the same thing. I didn't want to say it, but yep. That is a passenger plane. If I was on that plane, I would be furious.
Mm-hmm. Inexperience is the only thing I can think of. Either that or ineptitude. You're just dumb. And, I mean, even air traffic control is saying, you can see it. It is blue and white. 20 degrees right now. And then twice, air traffic control had to say, pay attention.
What were they doing?
By the way, there were five total communications between air traffic control and that Spirit flight.
And by communications, you mean one way. You mean air traffic control telling them,
right,
get out of the way.
So for the first one, you know, Spirit 1300, you need to move 20 degrees to the right right now. Brake. They don't do it. Spirit 1300, pay attention. 20 degrees to the right right now. Brake.
And
that went on three more times.
Absolutely. So lucky jets were not scrambled.
Now, I don't think that they would have shot them down, but they would have definitely made them their presence known.
Is the pilot in trouble after something like that?
I would have to think so. I would have to think so. That I don't know if you get fired, but if you're a captain, you become a first mate again.
One of them in the bathroom? Like, I want to know why they didn't reply.
I don't know. Dana, I don't know.
Somebody on their laptop? I mean, we're on Amazon.com?
It's funny you say that. I think there was one communication where they told them to get off the laptop.
You are kidding me.
I'll have to look this one up.
If that's true, that's a fireable offense,
because
Scott.
Because they don't have all five communications in this story from the USA Today. They have three of them. But I swear I saw on CNN where at one point the air traffic control said, get off the laptop now.
Isn't there always a formation of jets near Air Force One?
Sam, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
I thought there was.
Well, in this case, there was a formation of a Spirit Airlines plane.
Close enough that if something bad were starting to happen, they could get there within seconds.
Well, but when you're talking about a Air Force One going across the Pacific, for example, to China or Japan, I'd have to talk to Commander Reed, but I don't think there's a fighter jet that can go that far without refueling. Now, granted, they do have in-air refueling. I don't know the answer to that question, Sam. That's a really good
Air Force One has in-air refueling, too.
That is true. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.